You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
Did you know that Podcast Juice is premium content? Well, check out Podcast Juice All Access. Join today and get instant access to over 9 years of great classic podcasts, members-only shows, and more exclusive content. Go to PodcastJuice.net/All Access and join today.
Okay, so how's it work? You give NSA the data they run it, what?
No, they have a remote login. We run it. You're not thinking.
Come on, they got the keys to the kingdom. Our guy's address, maybe. Whatever he's cooking up next is right in there. Only we can't read it.
Let's go. My old correspondence with Donahue is here. But there's no way that login is still active.
I'm not going to use that login. Okay, Donahue, the NSA contact you was talking
about. If NSA discovers the intrusion, you sure you want to do this?
FBI can't explain after the fact.
You locate this guy, you're okay. You get discovered, you're dead meat. You know that, don't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Geeked Out here on PodcastJuice.net. My name is Michael Dean. This is my review of the new movie Black Hat, directed by Michael Mann, starring Thor himself, Chris Hemsworth, also Viola Davis. Saying the name right, you know how I butcher names. So this is a movie. I'm going to give you the synopsis. An American and Chinese agencies working together to capture a cyber criminal who seems unmotivated by politics or finance as he seeks to cripple the international banking network. With the help of a forlorn convict, Nicholas Hathaway, which is played by Hemsworth, the authorities pursue the mysterious figure through Chicago, Los Angeles, Hong Kong, and Jakarta. All right, so real quick, this is not a great movie. This is kind of one of those genres of movies where the hero is just unstoppable. He seems to know everything. The movie starts out with basically a nuclear power plant gets hacked, and there's like a little disaster sort of meltdown thing that happens. And somebody also is messing with the stock market. So basically the, you know, NSA or FBI, you know, government agency in America, they have to figure out what's going on. So they end up teaming up with the Chinese government, who also has sort of their number one cyber guy on the case. So they come together, and the Chinese expert, he comes to America and he says, you know what, I need my old college buddy, who is actually, spoiler, one of the guys who helped write the code that was used to do these hacks. And this guy he's talking about is Chris Hemsworth's character, who's currently in prison, serving for some, you know, cyber hacking type deal or whatever. But, you know, it's Thor. So, you know, right off the gate, this is not, you know, your average sort of hacker computer type movie. These guys are far from nerds. You know, literally you have Chris Hemsworth, you know, he's yoked out. You know, good looking guy, but he's in prison and he's, you know, doing stuff in prison. And basically he gets out of prison to help with this case. But he is, again, exceptionally smart, right? Because he's this super hacker dude, code writer. But he's also like a kick ass, you know, every dude. Like there's a point when, you know, guns start blazing. He picks up a gun and I'm like, where did he get the training to do all this? He's, you know, going back and forth with terrorists. Later in the movie, it basically culminates to a prison gladiator style brawl where I'm like, how is he such a badass? Like it's totally unbelievable. The BS meter is super high on this movie. This movie is a rental, a Netflixer. But I would not say go out and run to see this in the theater unless you, like me, like action movies, which this does have some action in it. And I do like some of the action in here. This is an R-rated movie and they get it in. At the end, it's jailhouse, you know, style gladiator battle, but in the streets. I can respect that. I was cool. I don't, you know, the character, how he's able to do all this stuff is totally ridiculous. So, you know, if you like that kind of movie, if you like, trying to think of the movie Michael Mann did with, Jamie Foxx and, Tom Cruise. I can't think of the name of that movie right now, but this is like that. It's shot exactly like that. I mean, stylistically, it looks very similar to that handheld sort of camcorder, you know, HD camcorder shot. So it's very much up in your face type of thing. So if you like that, like if, I think it was Miami Vice was one movie. Collateral, that's what I'm thinking of. If you like Collateral, it's sort of like that. The story isn't as good, the acting isn't as good, but it's that kind of feel. But shout out to Viola Davis. She was great in the parts that she had. He probably should have really had her have been his partner in doing stuff. But again, this is sort of a rental. It's not sort of a rental. This is a rental unless you're like me and you do like to go see movies that have action in it. This movie is a little too long, but I did enjoy watching it because it was so absurd. It's not a good movie. Let me be clear, you know, but it's that genre. It's not the wrong one genre. It's the genre of, you know, get the guy we need is in prison, you know, get him out of prison and then let him run amok, basically. And he is an unstoppable hacker, kick-ass, ex-con, good-looking guy. You know, it's totally ridiculous, but, you know, it is what it is. So that's Black Hat. Very short review. Again, don't pay top dollar to see this movie. That's my recommendation. All right, you know what to do. Working like a job. We'll see you next time. Peace.